Okay, thank you guys for tuning back into another episode. I know actually last time I said I was going to try to upload every other day, but it never worked through. I actually deleted the app that day after I recorded my last episode. And today is my first time actually installing it back and getting back onto the app. I thought, why would you start a podcast and you're not going to fall through with it? So this time, hopefully, I can manage doing it, actually finishing it, and actually going through with it for the rest of the year since we only got a few months left. But, how y'all been doing? Y'all, it's been so, like, this year is going by so fast. Like, this year is almost over, like. And I think they said Wednesday this cold air is supposed to be coming in. So, yeah, it's about to get real quick. But, today I want to talk about a few different things. Sorry if you hear the kid, baby in the background. She's all the way, like, in three different rooms. Well, three rooms over, and I can still hear her. I'm in the den, and she's in the living room, and I can still hear her. That's crazy. But, anyways, excuse me. I want to talk about a couple of different things today. And first off, I want to talk about kids being bullied and stuff like that. And the reason why I want to talk about it, because here a lot lately, not just in North Carolina, but around North Carolina, I've been hearing about a lot of kids going home and commit suicide at the school and stuff like that. Not just during school. I mean, not just during the school time, but just committing suicide, period. And, it's getting real sickening. Like, it's getting to the point, it's just overwhelming. Before school started, remind you, the school here hasn't even been in school for a month yet. And, they don't have, like, two or three kids commit suicide. And it's sad because these kids that did, like, this one story I know, the school wasn't even in school for 2 weeks. I don't even think it was in school for a week. And the child went home and committed suicide because the child was picking on for his shoes. And the week before school started here, I sat down my nieces and nephews. And I talked to them. And I talked to them about standing up for themselves and standing up for other people that's being bullied, no matter if it's them by themselves or however they choose to handle that situation at that moment. Do what's right. Because you never want to be that child in that class the next day, knowing that you could have did something to prevent that child committing suicide or anything in that nature. You could have stopped it and you didn't. That would make you feel worse than anything. It would make you feel better knowing that you at least tried to stop it and at least stood up for that child than knowing that you did nothing and just stood there. And what really made me want to talk about this subject is yesterday I got on a guy's Instagram page. He's very known in the industry. Sean King, I want to say that's how you say his name. Sorry if I'm pronouncing it right. I meant wrong. He has an Instagram and he reposted a guy's story about how his son was just being bullied by three white kids had brutally assaulted the kid at school. I think it was from Florida. I really didn't read up on the story all the way through. I should have probably read through it before I actually started talking about it. But I actually said I'm going to go back on there today and finish following up to see if there's any updates on the kid's situation and stuff. But yeah, the kid was actually attacked. And kids were standing around. Some kids was laughing and stuff. And it's sad that, first of all, it's sad as fuck that they didn't even have that. It's just a disgrace that it didn't even happen to a child when a child's going to school to learn and to get an education and then they have to deal with shit like this. But it's also sad to know that other kids stood around and watched it happen. And then it's just so many points that you could just pull out. If you've seen the video, you would know exactly what I'm talking about. It's sickening to even watch it. And God knows what I would have did if it would have been my child. I would have been, like, I probably would have handled it a whole different way. I don't know exactly how the parents handled it because, like I said, I didn't really get into it. So I don't want to, like, you know. But I probably would have, as soon as, Y'all, I probably went to him at schoolhouse. Get me his mama here. Get his daddy here. Get him here now. You might want to call the police because what in the fuck is this what you send your child to school to do? I don't give a fuck how much money you got, how white you is, whatever in the fuck you think your case might be. Why in the fuck did y'all's kids, like, y'all, that's just very fucking sickening that people, like, y'all, it's just sickening. And that's why I talked to my nieces and them before. And like I told them, if you see a child getting bullied, if you getting bullied, stand up. Like, don't be scared of no kids. Because I'd be damned if I get a phone call. Or I'd be damned if I go in the bedroom to wake them up the next morning for school. And some shit, I'm going to see some shit that I don't want to see because them little motherfuckers at school just sat there and picked at them because their parents, not even that, because I'm not even going to throw all parents up under the bus, because it has been times, and I'm pretty sure y'all know a situation too, where the parents is actually, them taught their kids don't do that bullshit, and then they still go behind their parents' back and do it. It's been plenty of times my mom and my grandma, all them done told me don't do some shit, and what I done did it anyways. I mean, I'm probably sure it's times that you done did some shit your parents done told you don't do and you still did it. What kid doesn't? But it has to be a breaking point where your child knows how far to go and how far don't to go. And bullying, that's just some shit that you don't never try. Like, that's just some shit that you just don't never do because that shit ain't okay. This world is already worse than what it is. Like, it's to the point now, statistics and stuff that I've been looking up recently and stuff. African-American teens kill themselves more now since 2001 to 2017. Their rates has increased. African-American teens has increased like 60%. And the females itself is up to 182% since from 2001 to 2017. Like, that's how bad it's done increased. And then I stay in North Carolina. So North Carolina is the fourth in the nation for black teens to commit suicide. And we're talking about from kids from early as 15 to 19. And it's very ridiculous. In 2017 alone, study shows that black teens was committing suicides 2 times the rate as whites. And that's just in North Carolina itself. And it's very ridiculous. It's very sad that kids had to come to that breaking point of their life. And sometimes it don't only come from bullying. It comes from the lifestyle they come, like, just too much pressure on a child. It could be from the lifestyle they living at home, till going to school getting bullied every day, till coming home getting bullied, not even just bullied, but mistreated, abused, and they just can't take it. And then that happens. And then everybody wants to be like, oh, I'm sorry. No, it's too late. It's too late. You should have been sorry before. You should have never let that shit happen on your watch. That's why I put it through these kids' heads that's around me. My niece is a prime example. Last year, she goes to a school in South Carolina. That school goes to school all year round. She's a mixed child. Her mom's Indian. Her daddy's black. And she gets bullied a lot. And it's not even for her race. It's for her weight. And she gets bullied. And it was to the point last year, y'all, it got so bad. Her mama was literally going to that schoolhouse every other day showing her tail light. And, like, her mom went, when her mom first found out, she went about it the calm route. She went up there, she talked to the principal. Okay, nothing was done. Child, she was still coming home complaining. When I tell you, she came home every other day and complained. And it got to the point where her mom called the news station. The superintendent, like, she didn't contact all these people. It got to the point where the news lady was on her way out there for the superintendent even to contact her back, just to even talk to her. That's how bad it got. And it was sad that she went through that all year. It got to the point where she was literally, like, literally coming to stay with us, but just so she can get out of that district of school. And it's sad that not only her was getting bullied, but other kids was getting bullied. And when other kids came out to tell, like, what was happening, teachers was even bullying them. And y'all know that for yourself is the bottom of the bottomless line. Like, how the fuck can you as a teacher even bully a child, when you're there to protect that child, teach that child, like, help that child. Like, how can you even let that happen on your watch? God forbid you sitting in a class letting kids pick at a child, and then the next day the principal's calling you in. Well, you know, such and such is not going to be attending your class no more because he went home and committed suicide. And then you thinking back in your head, well, damn, yesterday he was getting bullied on by, and I just saw it there. But shit like that happens every day. I know because I'm a prime example. I'm a big girl. I lost a lot of weight since I graduated high school, though. But when I was in middle school, I had this teacher one day pull up a picture on the bulletin board. And people just started looking at me and laughing. And I knew it was for me, but I never said nothing to that teacher because I knew exactly what that teacher was doing. And it's like, damn, you waste your time going to school to become a teacher and this is what the fuck you do? That's why I wish when I was in school, someone would have sat me down and told me, like, fuck these people. You will never see these people. Because since I graduated in 2014, I do not see half of the people. Like, I haven't even seen none of the people that I went to school with, except for, like, once or twice. And it's only because we go to South Carolina to get fireworks every year. Because they have a big distribution center down there for fireworks. And that's where we go. And I only see that one guy that went to school with me in there because he works there. Besides that, I don't see nobody else unless I get on Facebook and I see them. But besides that, I don't see nobody else that I went to school with. And that's what I told my niece, like, don't let what these people say to you affect you now. Because once you graduate school or once you move and stuff, you will never see these people again. So it's like, don't let what you're going through right now affect you for the rest of your life. Stand up for yourself. Like I told her, yeah, you a big girl, so damn sure stand up for yourself. Like, stand up for yourself. Don't let these people bully you because of your size, because of your weight, because how you look, because how you dress. Because 9 times out of 10, them same kids, they might have the fly shoes. They might have the nicest clothes. But I bet when you go to their house, guess what? They ain't got no furniture. They ain't got no food. They otherwise living in a government system apartment. Not even only that, the house probably ramshacked. It's just crazy. Like, it's very crazy. And then if you're a parent and you know that your child's doing stuff like this, then you don't stop them and you don't even try to, like, put them in check, you as a parent already failed just in that part. Because at some point, especially if you're a parent that knows what's going on, at some point you gotta at least take accountability for your child's action. Especially if you know, and you're the type of person that knows your child bullies on people, and you just sit there. At some point you gotta be like, that's my fault, because not at one point. Y'all, excuse the child in the back because she just wanted to let me be great. She don't want to let me be great. But anyways, at some point, as a parent, you have to take accountability. Especially when it comes to the point where you know. Now, another topic that I wanted to talk about is respecting yourself and loving yourself. And that's something else I had to talk to them about. Because if you don't respect yourself, no one else is going to respect you. If you don't love yourself, no one else is going to love you. And even, like, yes, your mother loves you. Yes, your father loves you. Yes, your family loves you. But when it comes to relationships and stuff like that, if you don't love yourself and respect yourself, then you're going to be in a relationship or end up with someone that doesn't really give a fuck about you because you don't care about yourself enough to let them know, like, this is what it is and this is what it ain't. Like, this is not what I'm going to settle for. Like, I don't give what you say, what she say, what he say, what they say, what we, like, no. Like, this is what it is. Like, at some point, you have to have what I say, you got to just have standards, basically. Because in the world we live in now, people just seem, some females, like, and I'm not just talking about down on females. It's a lot of females that send my family that deals with guys that abuse them, not just physically but mentally, emotionally, and they drain them to their point of what they just stick around this relationship and they getting beat, knocked on, abused, verbally abused. You dumb, you stupid, you da da da. And it's like, baby, do you love yourself? Do you respect yourself? Do you care about yourself? Well, then how in the fuck do you let this happen to you? And then they just don't know what to say. But then if you think about it and you go back and you look at how this family's been moving. And this is not just my immediate family. This is like females like just around. I'm not just talking about like people that's in my family. It's just like females that I see around. Because this is just what I see. And they stick with these guys. And they be beat on and stuff like that. And it's like, if you love yourself, why do you settle for that? And when you go back and you look at how it's been maneuvering, their mama went through it. Their mama accepted it. Their grandmama went through it. She accepted it. Their aunts go through it. They accept it. Hell, even their uncles and their brothers do it. So they accept it. So that's when it comes into play of how did you let this happen? Why is you letting this happen? It's because they done seen it happening. They're so accustomed to it happening that they think it's normalized and they think it's okay to let a man beat on them and manipulate them and bring them to their lowest point where they don't even respect themselves and they don't even love themselves. And that's something that you have to teach a child when they're young to love themselves first, to respect themselves first, and to respect their image. It's not even about their image, it's just to respect yourself. So when you dealing with people like that, if this person's not respecting you, they're already showing you cold signs, like just let them go. Because sometimes it's hard. Like, I was watching, well, it was a documentary, and I was watching it. Hold on, you guys. Hold on just one second. One second. Hold on one second, y'all. One second. But it was this documentary. I think it was R. Kelly's. I think. And it was like, the average woman has, it takes her 7 tries to leave a bad relationship. And that's a lot of tries. Especially if you're dealing with this person for 20 years or 30 years of abuse. And you... And your 7 tries is over 30 years. That's a long time to deal with. Not even 7 tries. Some women don't try to leave it first. Sometimes it takes the man to leave the woman completely alone for her to let go. And then sometimes after the man leaves the woman, she still tends to stay. And still be in love and still chase after this man and everything else. And it happens a lot. And not even only in females. It's guys that do that. So, it's like, when you start talking about abuse, like, I'm not just saying females be abused, because guys be abused too. I done seen some good guys get abused by some dog-ass females, because that's what, it happens. It happens both ways. It's a lot of guys that stay with females and stuff, and they be abused. Not just physically, but emotionally, mentally, like, you have some good-ass guys out here. You have some good-ass girls out here. And then you just have some people that just don't give a fuck. And everybody don't want to be booed up and relationshiped up. And then some people just want to be in a relationship, but they don't want to stay committed. And they want you to stay committed, but they want to still do their own thing. And it just can't be that way if you respect yourself. Because I'd be damned if I'm sharing with someone that's supposed to be in love and not supposed to be in love with them. And they're supposed to love me. And no, just no, we're not sharing. Because that's how you catch diseases and shit. Sharing. Like, no, we're not doing that. And it's just ridiculous. So I think a lot of stuff. And it's not just where I think. I know a lot of problems start at home. And it's the way a person's treated. Raised, the environment they grow up into, the stuff that they see, like, that really affects a child, and that's what that child grows into, is what they see. Because anything that you taught, what do? That's what you do, is what you taught. So if you see your parents getting abused, or you see your sister getting beat on, or you see, like, that's what you're going to be accustomed to doing. You're going to be like, oh, that's okay. And it's not. And it starts with yourself. It starts with the way you treat yourself, the way you love yourself, the way you raised. It's a lot of things that come into play of a lot of situations, if it makes sense of what I'm saying. I'm sorry if I'm just talking, just running around in circles, but y'all get the picture of what I'm saying. So at some point, you have to just, and not even that, because some females, and I'm not just talking about females, but some males too, they tend to stick around for a relationship, and that relationship gets so bad that death is the only way they know out. Is to kill herself, or something bad to happen. Or they stick in that relationship a little too long, and that guy chokes them a little too long, or beat them a little too long, and it's a little too late. And then, what do you have? So, before that even happens, if you in a relationship like that, try, like, if, like, for example, I have a cousin that's not in a relationship that's that bad, but it's bad. And I almost tell my grandma, you could talk to somebody till you blue in the face, and it can go through one ear, not the other. And I done had numerous talks with her stuff, and it's like, it's to the point now, I don't even say nothing no more. I just mind my business, because it's like I told her once before, don't say you're done with this man until you're done with this man. Because it's been too many times she will leave and they'll be right back together the next week or the next day. And it be the same stuff over and over. And she'll be back crying and be back. Oh my God, the child's coming back. God, can I finish my podcast? Okay, I'm finna stop this in 25 minutes because she is really interrupted in it. No, I don't want to watch TV. Go watch TV. Go in there with your grandma. But anyways, y'all, to sum this up, she sticks around anyway. So it's like, to the point now, family, not just family, but me personally, I've been like, I'm the type of person like this. If you come to me with a situation, I'ma listen, because that's just what us cancers do. Like, do y'all hear her? She's just interrupting my podcast. Is she done? Is she finished? Can you go back in there? Baby girl, you was just ruining my podcast. And I cannot finish. Yes, you. Okay, but anyways, y'all. Let me finish this real quick. But, what was I saying? She sticks around for this relationship and stuff. And she's still, like, she, I guess, now she's finally letting go. Because this is the longest they've been broken up, I guess. And she says it's time for her to let go. But I said all that, said it's like she was with him for years. She was with him for years. And it took her to just last month to finally let go. And like I told her, I know sometimes it hurts because you're so into your mind that it's so okay to deal with these things. And it's your first love. And it's like so many things taken to par why females stay. And if you ask them, like, every female's got their own reason why they stay with someone. Whether it's their first love, the person they lost their virginity to. Like, some females just don't want to start over. And it might sound crazy, but it's just, that's just what it is. And that's why I came to realization, like, you can't just judge. Like, I used to be, judgmental when it came to shit like that. Because I'd be like, oh, I'm not dealing with that. Like, if I was ever to be in a relationship like that, no, sis, like, he gotta go. Like, but then I also learned, like, you can't always just judge and jump on, like, just to say that. Because you never know what this person's been through. How this person, like, emotions connect. Like, some people just connect and fall deeply in love with someone within, like, y'all don't heard the stories of girls just falling in love with guys within days of knowing them, or within hours, because they just, it just happens. And they being so in love with this guy, like, they can literally see a guy walking and just lust so bad and just fall madly in love with this guy that they never seen, like a celebrity crush. Like, You know how, like, you have a celebrity crush and you're so in love and you just got this little fairy tale when you're young girl about how you're going to, you know, if you could just be with that person. Some girls just fall in love with guys they meet just that fast and they already want to marry them within a month's time. They want to be with them for the rest of their life. They want kids with them. They're ready to build a house. They're ready. And sometimes you can't just do that. You have to. It takes time to understand a person and get to see a person's true color. Because what guy's going to show you his true color on the first date? Rare to none. Like, probably one out of a million. If that. Probably five out of a million, if that, is going to show you their true colors. Their first time ever meeting them. It's rare to none to happen. It's just like us females who, like, you're not going to really open up to a person the first day you meet them and tell them your whole life story. It's very rare to happen. It's like you have to get to know a person and stuff like that just to even open up to that person. So, ooh, sound crazy. But, yeah, that's, like, you don't just figure a person out within a day. Like, it takes time to figure a person out and to get to know a person. And, you know, so, like, when shit happens, it happens. If females don't know how to leave and they stick around and be abused and then their kids grow up to see it and then their kids think it's okay. And then the cycle just continues to go on and on until the cycle is broken. And you realize what the cards that you dealt, you could shuffle them around and make it work right. Like, they never said you couldn't shuffle your cards. You might have been dealt the same cards as everybody else, but they never said you couldn't shuffle them and play them a different way. So, this is what I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to wrap this up. I'm sorry if you listened to this and you felt like, what the fuck was she talking about? She wasn't making sense. This girl just wasted 30 minutes of my life. Like, what is she doing? She needs to stop. Sorry if I wasted your time. I'm just venting and trying to, you know. Thank you for watching my, listening to it. Thank you to the people that listened to my last one. If there's anything you want me to talk about, discuss, any tips you can give me on doing the podcast, anything you want, like, just leave a comment, however, wherever. You can follow my Instagram at IamLife, EYEIM_LIFE, IamLife. That's one of my pages. I post the phone. I just actually really just started that Instagram page. So, yeah, thank you for tuning in. Until next time, I'm out.